DS106 Radio.
For life.
Think about living. Let's think about loving. Let's think about the hooping and the hopping and the popping and the loving, loving, loving.
DS106 Good Spell. In 106 bullets.
DS106 Radio. For life.
Good evening. This is the DS106 Good Spell. We'll be viewing the open online course DS106 through a series of mantras and cones. 106 bullet points, if you like, that will help us interrogate DS106 from the point of online learning, community and creativity. I'm John Johnson, and I'm joined by the bullet producer, or armoire, if you like, Marianne Foons. How are you, Marianne?
I'm okay, thank you, John. Hi.
Brilliant. We seem to be coming through loud and clear on the airwaves.
Good.
This is our episode one. We had a wee episode zero last week to give people a sort of scope of what we're doing. And we're kind of jumping in at the deep end in here, Marianne, because I wonder, we're talking about DS106 through these 106 bullet points, and we're taking one every week.
Mm-hmm.
And this week's, the very first one, I think is rather impenetrable if you look at it as an outsider. So maybe you could tell us what it is, and then we'll go on.
So the first bullet on the blog post reads, Seth Goodman says, "We are on the bleeding edge with our glitching gifts." And I must admit that I had to go and look it up. It's been a few months to remind myself of what it meant. So I'm looking forward to our conversation today.
Right. And can you, well,
say something about
it? So when you say, can I just maybe first say the theme then coming from that is a wee bit more, if people aren't DS106 friendly, is new ideas brought into the community spread. Now that maybe gives us something to hold on to while you maybe tease this out a wee bit.
Okay. I think that that's partly the reason I think why this one was number one was because all that had happened with glitch art, which is what this is referring to, and we'll talk a bit more as we go through, had just happened as we finished the Headless 13 run last year. So glitch art and our conversations around glitch art and how we learned from it, what we did with it, was, I think, very upfront in my mind as I was thinking about what have I learned. So, yeah, so the big heading is glitch art, and maybe we'll start from there.
Yeah, what is glitch art?
So part a lot of what we do in DS106, as you know, is, you know, to just practice, experiment, think about different things. I came across Michael Branson Smith does this thing that he calls Meme Fridays. He has a Tumblr blog that he uses for his students, I believe, but that anyone can jump in, where the kind of tagline of it is, every Friday we pick a meme to practice our digital skills. Come play along. And there was a post on November the 22nd, 2013. There was a post on glitch art. And this is my first big word of the evening that I've been practicing before we came on air. Glitch art is the aestheticization of digital or analog errors, such as artifacts and other bugs, by either corrupting digital code or data, or physically manipulating electronic devices, for example, by circuit bending. And that was it. That was all I read. And I went, oh my God, what is that? That's where it started. I then started to talk to people about it. And, you know, well, we can say a bit more about it. But from that, what developed was I think Alan Levine called it sort of, you know, he said he was feeling itchy with all our glitching, because we all started to create glitch art in different ways, find out more about it. And you even created a Wii app. At the beginning, because I've been doing my research today, at the beginning was just called Simple Glitch.
Yep. And I think maybe it's hard over the radio to describe what glitch is, but you quite often, if you look up Reddit, for instance, there's a whole pile of glitch art. It tends to be, there's glitch video and glitch pictures, and they tend to be things that are slightly damaged, I guess, digitally. Mm-hmm. So it's maybe a television screen with some interference on it, or an image that has been, say, damaged in some way. And there's various techniques for producing these glitches. And I think one of the basic ones is you would open up an image file, say a JPEG, in a text editor, and just paste in or type in some random characters at various points in the file, and then save it and view it as an image and see what that does to it. So it may change a colour or a bunch of colours or break it across. And I think the reason I did this application, which is just that's all it does, is I just got quite bored of doing it with a text editor because it took ages and half the time didn't turn out.
And of course, it's you can do it with a still image. Then you start to combine these images in different ways. So then you can make animated GIFs, which is the reference in the bullet point about glitching. Glitching GIFs, because we started to make animated GIFs, and the and of course you can also do it with video. That was in fact, other than that quote that I read you, that was in fact my very first kind of contact with it. And I have to mention Nick Briss. He's got a glitch codec tutorial on Vimeo, and that was really my first kind of learning about what it was. And if anybody listening is at all interested in finding out something about, you know, what glitch art means from a learning point of view, from a creativity point of view, but also, I think, very interestingly, from an ideological point of view, I highly recommend that tutorial. He's really quite amazing and inspirational, I think, listening to him and watching what he does, as well as practically learning how to, create glitch art.
So we'll post that link in the show notes that go along with the audio, wherever we put it. At the moment, folks, if you're listening, we're archiving the audio on Edutalk, edutalk.cc, as just a contribution to the ongoing educational podcast there. So while we're doing this, and say, because glitch art just is almost like mistakes, Mariana, what was the learning involved? The learning, obviously, for you involved going out and doing some research and bits and pieces.
I started first. There's several elements which I think are included in some of the idea of the tutorial, and that is, you know, for the first time since I started doing DS106. Listening to Nick and playing with this idea of, you know, glitching and getting behind the code and looking at actually what the sort of ephemeral nature, I think he refers to it, of you know, creating this thing that will look different on your computer, my computer. So many things are kind of have to come together for you to see whatever the mistake might be. What it did for me was help me really understand what digital art and digital, the use of digital media means in the context of how we relate to ideas, how we relate to the art that we make, who it belongs to. So it actually connected for me to this whole idea of copyright, copyleft, The actual license that I now have on my DS106 blog comes directly from what I learned from playing around with glitch art, which is the idea that I also came across through Nick of copyright, which you know, talks about copying, the value of copying in learning creativity, and effectively, you know, how can we, you know, share what we learn, what we know, in order that other people can benefit? So the learning was actually very significant, as well as it being a lot of fun to make these things.
And that kind of, I don't know if you'd want to say something about how the community plays with things like that or learns. That it was very much focused, I think, in the Google Plus participants.
Well, I did a little search before we came on air. I did a little search on the DS106 community, and just to find out, you know, to remind myself of all the things we had done. So there was you creating the application, so that to help us, because people were saying, actually, this seems quite complicated, and I'm not sure that I want to have a go. So you creating that made it easier, I think, for people to experiment. And actually, what I was really struck by looking at the kind of thread of it all was, it wasn't just one or two people, but that lots of us started to come into, oh, this is interesting, what is it, let me learn, let me go and find out. And I guess that's the community or aspect of it, you know. Christina, for example, coming in saying, I've tried to do this, but I'm not sure about, you know, how to do XYZ. I mean, let's not, the detail is not important, but there are long threads in the Google Plus community of us talking about, you know, how do we make it work, what have you discovered that might make it easier. And a number of us, I think, submitted, you know, animated GIFs and image and still images for that Meme Friday, so that, you know, as we were learning, actually, what was this and what was the kind of how to make it, so that the sort of technical element of it, but then also the kind of artistic element of it. And for me, as I say, you know, what was new and what was interesting was the ideological element of it.
Yeah, I hadn't remembered the copy it right idea, and I think I'm going to go back to that and have a explore later on. You mentioned the artistic word there, and obviously DS106, there is a sort of, I wouldn't say unwritten, many times written rule, make some art, damn it, from Jim Grimm. And I know that I've always felt uncomfortable with the word art, and I love your use of the word artifact instead. You know, we make some artifacts. Is a lot less, well, stressful, I think. And it, you know, it's not claiming so much. But if you look at some of the people who are doing glitch art seriously, it's quite interesting. Some of it almost looks to me like you're tearing. It's when you like tear a layer off paper and they're exposing the bitmap below, because sometimes these glitch art things, you've got a nice photograph, say, but it looks as if the bit that's been glitched is burnt back to some older digital format almost, when we had 8 bits and things like that. So that's kind of interesting, and some of them actually look attractive just by themselves, even though they're mistakes, and we're exploring mistakes.
Well, I think that's kind of what's interesting, isn't it? From an ideological and from a kind of, you know, ideas and creativity point of view, this whole thing about, you know, what is a mistake, you know, and you know, this is why they define glitch art as a sort of a purposeful mistake. But actually, if you start to unpack it, and this is what's interesting, what do we mean by purposeful? Because actually, we don't really know what's going to happen. When, you know, when you start to fiddle with it and move this and move that and delete this, you know, from the sort of the text file, as it were, if we stay with the photo, you don't really know. I presume there are people who know enough about the coding of it that who do know what happens, but certainly, you know, I wouldn't say I do.
No, I tried to follow one or two explorations down that rabbit hole, but found that random random things and trying different ones led me to various patterns that seem to do certain things. Like some types of file, if you use them, will start juddering the picture off to one side, and others will change colours and things like that. But I couldn't say I really know how it works. Which is, you know, serendipity is a wonderful thing.
But I think that connecting it back to the art thing, I think, you know, if you ask somebody like Stephanie, who, you know, I would say is, an accomplished artist, and she calls herself an artist, you know, I think there is something about watching the mistakes as they happen, because I think a lot of us experiment in that way. And then there is something of in amongst all the different mistakes that come up that somehow make it, don't they? And you go, actually, that is beautiful.
Yeah.
So, you know, what are the criteria? Why we pick that of the 10 we tried, we pick one. It's all very interesting. And in that sense, I think, you know, it might seem like a not so kind of serious thing to be doing. But actually, I mean, for me, it had lots and lots of implications in terms of understanding about, you know, digital skills, understanding about digital media, and about the whole kind of, you know, ideology behind it all, as well as we were saying, the enjoyment of it.
And we're slightly running over time here, but
yes.
a last wee thought was maybe this, you know, the idea of learning by making mistakes. By sort of deliberately making mistakes as can sometimes be a useful strategy. Maybe we could just wrap up. We're I think returning to glitching next week. So
yes,
people out here, is just a wee bit of background. This will be played again, we hope, on Sunday night at 8 o'clock on DS106 Radio again. After that, at some point, the archive will be available on EduTalk. If there's any people who are interested in playing along with DS106, we certainly could do with a bumper or two, the ending and starting music, the ending and starting sounds that we are playing at the start and end of the show, and I'm just going to play out by doing that. So you'll have 30 seconds of this, and then we'll be back to normal DS106. So, good night, folks.
Mantras and prisons of the DS-106 good spell.